Well, clearly, you know, the owner of the business has given the required notice, and these people are absolutely stuck. They've got nowhere to put these horses. I mean, stables are not just to a penny, and they also pay for the services of grooming, feeding. You know, it's a horse hotel, if you like, and you can't just find equivalent facilities nearby.
I suppose the nearest place where there's a bit of open grassland would be Gloucester Park.
Well, it's the grazing. It's not just the grazing; it's the stabling as well that they need to find, because a lot of horses.
Yeah, but there's a sporting village down there, and it's all to do with sport, isn't it? I'm being a little bit
mischievous. Yes, that's right. Yes, well, I suppose. But it's a real problem for them. I've no idea how this will unfold. I noticed there was an article in the local paper yesterday drawing it to people's attention. And it is a very difficult problem, and I really don't know how they're going to solve that one. But I would love to see the horses continuing grazing dry streets. Pastures, and for the site to continue to be a local wildlife site.
So presumably if it was preserved as a local wildlife site, if it was recognised as a community asset, then the most logical thing in the world to maintain it in its healthy state would be to open up Longwood Equestrian Centre again.
Well, that's right, yes. I mean, they leased the land from the HCA, and things could continue the way they are, but of course that means the government won't make its money. But we've tried to press the issue that this isn't just a green field, this is actually already a designated local wildlife site of some importance. It's not just an agricultural field that has been ploughed over the years and now back to grass. This is something that's very important.
Something that hasn't changed over centuries.
That's right, yes. Mm. Yes. If I mean, it's, you know, we're going to have to wait and see what the council make of this. They haven't even acknowledged my email as we speak.
I would think they're probably scratching their heads and wondering what's going to come up
next.
Well,
quite possibly, but, you know, I can always take a hand written copy down there, and we've given a press release so that the press are well aware that we have posted the documents, and there is also, you know, some information for the press if they wish to run an article on it.
Mm. But it just means that for the moment it's effectively a 6-month delay.
Well, potentially, yes. Yes, and of course we could go on to list other assets locally as well. There are other buildings that are involved in the Nethermain development that are important to local people. I mean, there's Longwood itself, there's the college, and also the sporting centre, which are all still being used and form part of our local community.
Yes, I wonder how quickly there'll be a knee-jerk reaction from Basildon Council to shut the sporting centre. I take your point. It does seem a rather interesting way of trying to draw council's attention to local feeling when they're ignoring it.
Well, that's right, but we also want to make it clear to the HCA that this isn't just any old field. We've got the petition going. We do want to actually contact the Homes and Communities Agency, but we do need a few more names on the petition. We will be posting leaflets through doors just to draw people's attention to it, because there's still people telling us that they didn't know anything about the petition. So hopefully we will both be able to up the numbers on the petition to show that local feeling is strong. I know lots of people don't have a computer, unfortunately, but the only way we can do an e-petition to the government is online and not through a written petition. So this is the way we have to do it. But we will be contacting them at a point before the petition closes, asking them to look at this again and see if they can see any way of withdrawing the plan.
Now, as far as that petition goes, if anyone listening who wants to sign up to it, what do they have to do?
Well, they can either go onto Google and just put in e-petitions and then enter Save Dry Street Pastures, or they can enter www.epetitions, which is small e and then the word petitions, .direct.gov.uk /petitions/71624. Or if they're on Facebook, they can look up GAG 2011, and there are links on there. And there's also a link on our website, and our website is www.basildengag2011.org.uk.
Well, best of luck with this. You're nothing if not persistent on this one as a group, GAG, and that's tremendous, because you know, when local people do get their dander up and want to tell the council things, they can be remarkably effective, and it's good to see local people getting together and making protests about something they feel strongly over. Tell me, are there any other sort of avenues that you're looking at the moment? I'm sure you wouldn't tell me what they are, but are there any other sort of avenues that you think may be promising for you?
Well, we're still looking at going to the European courts. Our barrister's a very busy man, and obviously we have lots of questions, and we've been pestering him at various points so that we are fully informed before we make a decision on this. I mean, we obviously want to have a public meeting and say, right, these are the facts, what do people think? We need to know in great detail what the case will be. Can we add things to it? Can we do we have to bring the same case that we brought before? How long will it take? What will the actual effect be? How much will it cost? I mean, that, you know, cost is a big factor in all of these things.
Yeah.
Whilst the local people have been very supportive and extremely generous in trying to prevent this development, we can't keep asking them for money.
Well, you can't expect local people to compete in terms of depth of pocket with the Homes and Communities Agency, Government Quango, with Basildon Council, and with South East Essex College. Between them, financially, they would have an awful lot of clout, and they seem quite prepared to spend money to try to make sure that local opinion is set aside.
That's right. You know, so there is still the potential to go to Europe, and we're just gathering the information at the moment. And there are long gaps between the barrister replying to us because he is so busy on other cases, but we just have to bear with him and you know, try and get the information, and then we'll present it to the local community, and some decision will be made whether to pursue that or not, as the case may be.
Mm. Interesting developments. So, the community asset, that's something really interesting.
That's right. We've certainly got Churchillian spirit in Basildon.
Yes. Oh, well, let's see what happens. Let's see what response the council gives, if any. Thank you very, very much indeed, Miriam, for talking to us about it. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Yes, a really very, very interesting action from the Green Action Group, who spokesperson was Miriam Heppel.